Brazilian Senate approves bill to modernize land-based gambling laws. The Brazilian Senate is making progress in updating the regulations for land-based casinos and the popular instant win games, Jogo do Bicho. Bill 2234-2022 received approval from the Senate's Constitution and Justice Committee, CCJ, with a vote of 14-12, marking a significant milestone for the gambling sector. Senator Araja Abreu, PSD2, has been at the forefront of this initiative and breathed new life into it. Quote, "After studying this issue in depth, it is impossible that the whole world is wrong and only Brazil is right in not addressing and not establishing criteria and limits with this so important, necessary, and present project in the lives and routines of all Brazilians." Araja Abreu, Brazilian Senator. Abreu highlighted the bill's potential, estimating it could generate 100 billion Brazilian reais and create approximately 1.5 million direct and indirect jobs across Brazil, reversing an 80-year-old decree. The legislation aims to overturn the 1946 decree that prohibited casinos from operating in municipalities and districts. It integrates provisions from former Deputy Renato Viana, MDBSC, to permit land-based casinos in tourist areas and leisure complexes, with one casino per state and in the federal district. However, exceptions apply to larger states such as Rio de Janeiro, Minas Gerais, Paraná, and Amazonas, which can host two casinos each, while São Paulo is allowed three. The bill also relaxes regulations for bingo halls, allowing one venue per municipality with the possibility of additional locations based on population size. Bingo licenses, valid for 25 years and renewable, will be issued by local municipalities, with a minimum required capital of 10 million Brazilian reais. Additionally, the bill sets new federal rules for the sale of Jogo do Bicho. In each state and the federal district, one entity per 700,000 residents can be accredited to operate, with licenses valid for 25 years and renewable, requiring a minimum capital of 10 million Brazilian reais. Revisions to horse racing laws and modernization of turf venues fall under the Ministry of Agriculture's jurisdiction, as outlined in the bill. Responsible gambling measures. The bill mandates the creation of a National Register of Prohibited Persons, RENAPRO, to track those banned from gambling, with gaming houses required to check this register. Additionally, a national policy for the protection of gamblers and bettors will be established to promote fair play and prevent gambling addiction. To protect bettors, only individuals with full civil capacity can place bets, excluding those insolvent or heavily in debt. Public officials involved in gambling operations, as well as administrators and gaming house members, are barred from participating in betting activities.